He's come to busy you this afternoon. Well, there had to be a little bit of noise because so many people had turned out. For a young man who's been around for a while, I can remember way back to the days of Rock On, Rock On, and to a brand new single that looks to do ever so well Cool Out Tonight. David, welcome to our stage.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Yeah, you all right? I guess you can't really be too astounded at this kind of a turnout anymore, but it's always so nice to see it, time after time after time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I've been away for about a year now, and it's lovely.
Have you had a chance to ride on any of the bikes today? Because I know you're a bit of a motorcycle fan.
Yes, I was in about the third leg of the race. Unfortunately, I nearly killed Tony Blackburn. Or fortunately, depending where you're coming from. But
there were rumors that you cheated and cut across the grass.
I did, yes. Sort of inbred, that.
Tell me a little bit about this new TV series. I've seen the trailers on the television, so I know that it's on the way. And it, I believe, starts at 8 o'clock. In the very near future.
Yeah, it's on next Tuesday, and we finished it about 5 weeks ago. And what we tried to do, really, was to put together a contemporary music show. It's basically songs that I've written with the occasional other person's songs.
Can't hear much, can you?
Hey, all right.
They're getting it firsthand, but there are, of course, a lot of people right across the country finding out, you know, all these new things that are going on. And to do a new television show is kind of a step in the right direction, but how much freedom do you have on the show? Because I know nowadays artists want a lot of freedom to do what they want, you know, because there are so many producers there, oh, you can't do that because, and et cetera. How about on your show? Are you going to really get a lot of freedom to do what you want?
Yeah, I was lucky, because the first time they asked me, they said, you know, do a show for us. And I said, well, not really, because I don't think I'll have the kind of freedom I would like. And then they came back a year or so after and said, it's up to you, do what you like. And we put it together. So what we're going to do in the show is a lot of old hits and a huge percentage of the new album that's coming out.
Super. Can you think, well, a new album, it's the first I've heard of it. I've just got back in the UK. What about this new album? Is this going to be all your own songs or?
Yeah, it's basically all songs that I've written. I've written a couple of tracks with some friends. But it's new songs from me, and I produced and arranged this one, so it's, you know, it's really important to me.
You're grinning at me. Why are you grinning? I put you on the spot there.
They seem to be getting closer, don't they?
They do. They get closer and closer all the time, as a matter of fact, because we do have 10,000 people here, and I think it's a pretty great welcome for you as well.
That's incredible, yeah.
How about dedicating the next record to perhaps somebody out there? Is there anyone in particular you can see with your eyes that you'd like to play this next record for?
Only everybody that came today, and I hope you've had a good time. I'm glad it didn't rain. And I'll be doing some shows in December if you want to come. I'll be back then. I'm just staying off for a few weeks. And I hope you like the new album. This song is a good one. A bit of rock and roll by the best singer in the world, Little Richard, and it's called Tootie Fruity.